you're on. Okay. So NC2A champion, what was the race like today? Tell me about the race from start to finish.
It was great. We really were focused on relaxing at the beginning and not getting too excited or nervous, and just racing our own race. So right from the start, we had a pretty good start. We were up on all the other crews within 10 strokes, and when we got passed by Virginia around the 1,000-meter mark, we didn't let it get to us too much, but more just relaxed and knew we were going to get it back from them. And we had an awesome sprint. And we're able to get two seats up.
So the progression of this four has been one of success this whole year. It's a little bit different than the rest of the team, but clearly this is a team sport. How did the win today, or maybe the experience that you've had all year, translate into the success of the team today?
We really wanted to set the tone for the whole team this morning, and it was a big thing on our minds to set the day off right, and we've just tried to do that all year to set a good tone in our boats so it can get transferred up to the other boats.
Right. And so as you're standing up there on the medal stand today and reviewing your career as a Husky, Charlene, what did you think?
I think there were some rough parts, as with everyone can say, but it definitely ended on the best note that I could have imagined.
That's pretty much an understatement. This whole season, I think you guys were undefeated, is that correct?
Yeah, we were.
And so you had an undefeated season for your senior year. You get to come home with an NC2A championship and a Pac-10 championship. What has Husky Rowing meant to you in the last 4 years?
It's meant a lot of things, actually. It's really forced me to grow up and learn a lot of the life skills that I'll be able to take on for the rest of my life and build great friendships, and it's just been a great experience to have that not many people get.